everybody, and welcome to Comfy Club, an excuse for two best friends to talk about video games. Today, we're talking about Hakko Life. This is it's a very cute little life sim game. I feel like we're going to have the same kind of thought about this, but it does tread a lot of very similar territory that will not be new to anybody who's played things like Stardew Valley, Animal Crossing, Harvest Moon, anything kind of like that. And obviously we cover a lot of games like that, but I think we're going to have some interesting things to say about this game in particular. So
I would hope so.
Yeah. Just based on what JC was saying earlier this week when she was playing it, I think I'm going to have a more positive reaction. and I think it's an interesting game so far. So my overall thoughts, I want to like this game. I really like it. As far as the mechanics go, the look of the game, the interaction, the controls, I feel like when we get to the end of this, my numbers are going to be very surprising for every category except for one, basically. And that is just because I don't know why I'm playing this game. why do I keep...
But you're still doing it.
I'm doing it for the podcast, you know? But, what makes me want to go back into this game? And then, on top of that, what makes me keep doing the tasks, you know?
Yeah.
There's no driving force in this game right now. And I'm really struggling with that, which sucks because I really like a lot of it. It's very cute. It's a classic story where you... I think the implications that you actually fell asleep on a train and woke up.
Fell asleep on the train. Yeah. And now you're going to live in this new town.
Yeah. And I kind of like the meta joke that they were kind of making about, it doesn't matter how you got here. You're here to just help random people do random crap. I kind of like that they poked fun at that. But there's nothing... There's no other story. There is no story in this game.
Right.
You know? And it's just it feels very flat because of that. So.
Yeah. I think flat's a good word.
Yeah.
I think if you go into this game expecting a new Animal Crossing, you're going to be very disappointed. Just don't even go in with that expectation.
Yeah.
It is the lightest Animal Crossing-esque game I've ever played.
And it's very strange because I feel the same way, but there's something about Animal Crossing that makes me want to play it, you know, that makes you want to log in every day.
Yeah.
But
because there's so much to do.
I know. Well, in this
one, the characters are so good.
Also a lot. Yeah. And I think that's part of it. I think the characters we didn't really like, I don't know, they didn't have enough. I don't know what it is. It's very hard to identify, I feel like.
The dialogue is very lacking, I find.
Yeah.
A lot of the characters are just, downright depressing to talk to. You don't get, dialogue options. It's just, clicking through.
Yes, so you're doing the test.
Yeah. Why am I even going to read all this when, you know, it doesn't even, it's not even
I'm
good
just gonna
content.
Accept your quest and then go on it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a bummer because it's really, really cute. And I do actually, so now that we've kind of gotten that part out of the way, I have a lot of good things to say about it. Do you have anything good to say about it that you want to start off with?
I think what sets this game apart is the design aspect of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I have not gotten to that point in the game yet, so just take, my feedback as I have, let me look real quick.
I thought you had more hours than I had.
Right? I've played for 3 hours. That's it. So keep
and
that
I
in mind.
I played for 6 hours, and this is, so this, let me go ahead and say this too, because as we start talking about like mechanics and what we do and really don't like about it, so if you look at the store page for this, a huge portion of this is farming. There's a whole farming aspect. There's a whole designing aspect. There's fishing, mining, tree chopping, building, crafting, the whole nine yards. It's got everything. Catching. Okay. Yeah. After 6 hours, I am 15 in-game days in. I just unlocked the design stuff. I've only done two things that are involved with the designing stuff. And I have not unlocked farming. Has not even come up. And that is wild to me. That 15 days into a season in one of these style games, I've played this game for 6 hours. And when a bulk of your promotional material and like draw of the game is for a mechanic that I haven't even unlocked yet, I don't know. Like, it just, you lose me there, you know?
I don't know if this game has seasons like we're used to.
It does.
Surely it does, but...
It does, because I'm on, like, spring 15 or whatever.
Oh, okay.
And when I was rewatching the videos on the store page, there's, like, winter and fall and stuff. So there's, like, snow and whatever.
Okay. And that's
good. Yeah.
Yeah. I just feel like, though, looking at the bug in the fish collection pages, that I can,
there's not
like,
a ton.
Yeah, I can zoom through it, and
yeah,
I feel like I've already caught a third of the butterflies, and I'm on in game like 11.
Yeah. Well, and part of the thing for me, and I think this kind of ties into the story and why I feel like we're not connecting with this game very well, is if I didn't look at the images on the store page, I would have no idea that there was farming in this game. Ever. Not at all.
Well, I so knew far. It was in there because I was reviewing all of the merit badges you can get.
Mm-hmm.
And so it says stuff about that. And then there's like a painting aspect where you make paintings. So, yeah. I know there's more stuff. It's just what I've done so far, it just doesn't have the same,
like scale. Satisfaction.
Yeah, and satisfaction that, like, Animal Crossing does. I do like the design part of it, and that you can change all of the villagers' houses.
Mm-hmm.
So that's very nice. It's something we can't do in Animal Crossing and can be frustrating at times. Yeah. But other than that, everything's been like meh.
Yeah.
Like, I think I might keep playing just to like figure all those other aspects out that I haven't got to yet. But I don't foresee me continuing to play this game once I get there.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, so using Stardew Valley as a really good example, we can tell you when you log in and you start a new game, you get 15 parsnips, you get a quest to grow and ship 15 parsnips, and then you have a quest to meet farm. Everybody in town, you have a quest to like do all of these things, and they're like specific quests that teach you how to play the game and kind of get you familiar with the mechanics of the game.
Mm-hmm.
And this one has that little bit, but you're still missing so much of that with these first days.
Is very boring.
Yes.
I was making my player go to sleep at like 10 a.m. for probably 4 days in a row. And I'm like, well, I've done everything.
So this is something that I am starting to like about the game, where I was kind of confused by it before. So, and these two things kind of go hand in hand. The first thing is there is no, like, standard energy meter. You can sprint, and it's on just, like, a cooldown, basically. So, there's no, like, oh, you run out of energy, and then you have to go to sleep to recharge. You could just keep going the whole day. And so once I figured that out, it wasn't like, oh, just check all of these things one time and then go to sleep, right? Like, I can go, I can catch butterflies, I can plant trees, I can go fishing, and just, like, keep doing that as much as I want. You know, I can go talk to villagers, complete quests, talk to villagers, complete quests. Like, keep doing that, and there's no limit to how many of those things I can do in one day based on some other arbitrary meter. And the days in this game are super long. Like, wild. They're crazy. Like, one day in Hakko Life is literally, like, an hour. It's crazy. So there's a ton of time that you can do stuff in that is so much different than what we're used to, where kind of, you know, the dichotomy is typically much shorter days, where like one day is like 20 minutes, maybe 30, or it's real time, like we get with Disney Dreamlight Valley and Animal Crossing.
Yeah.
So it's like kind of in a weird middle ground that we don't see a lot. But now that I'm, like, figuring out, okay, I can just go and do stuff the whole time. Like, basically ignore what time of day it is because there's no relevancy. You know, there's nothing else prohibiting me from just, like, running around and crafting stuff all day, you know?
Yeah, I don't have a lot of things I can craft right now. Like, no cute things. Yeah. The store doesn't update every day. Mm-hmm. It's furniture. Yes.
Yeah.
And I haven't seen any cute furniture so far.
I got a Chesterfield sofa, so it's whatever. Wow.
Yeah, I've seen like a toilet and like a pretty basic looking stove.
Yeah.
Some sticky notes. Yeah, my store's popping.
Oh, yeah, your store's been way worse than mine. I've got a stand mixer, I've got a Chesterfield sofa, I've got a little drink thing with some wine and some wine glasses on it.
Nice.
Yeah, but I don't know. It just is like there's nothing in the game that isn't just like leading you kind of to just unlocking a crafting thing, and it's not exciting. Like the store, there's no like, okay, buy this many things and it'll upgrade the store. Like there's one checkpoint on that where if you buy like 15 items or something, it unlocks a catalog, which just shows things that have already been in the store before. So it's not like it shows you a whole bunch of different things. It's just all things that have already been in there in your game.
Right.
So I've just unlocked that, but it's not like, oh, he has an expanded selection. He has more options every day. He has, you know, you can do something different. It just is the same exact store, you know?
Yeah.
With the inn and like adding new villagers to your town, it just is like, that's it. It's not exciting. It doesn't feel like an event to me. Like there isn't anything where I feel like, oh gosh, I want to get to tomorrow so I can do this thing, you know?
Yeah.
I think that's what it's missing. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I do like how in the real estate office, so you add villagers to your town after you get the real estate office built, which is within the first few days of the game, and that's why I basically just skipped a lot of days beginning to get there. There's different designs of houses you can pick, and there's some really cute ones in there, for sure. So I think that's fun, but...
Yeah. Well, and kind of with that, we've mentioned the design tool kind of being the main draw for this game. The design and, like, kind of town building aspect of it and the interior design aspect is the biggest draw. And something I didn't realize for a minute was the items are on, they're not on a grid. Like, it has a little grid layout, but you can put a house on any angle. Mm-hmm. You just free spin it, you know? You can put items on any kind of angle. So it just feels like it raised the bar for a lot of game mechanic stuff, but then failed to provide the substance that gets people to like the game, you know?
Yeah.
So.
I think if the characters had a personality,
mm-hmm.
then that might have helped a lot.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. But, yeah. I don't have any attachment to any of the villagers.
Mm-mm. I'm assuming they're the same, right? Do you have May? She's a pink elephant. And then the first villager you move in is Benny, the rabbit who's stressed out from his tech job or whatever, being an accountant or whatever. Yeah. And
you started with May?
Yes.
May moved into mine.
Oh, interesting. She was
the second villager I moved in, or the third. Yeah. I started with Owen, who's like a hipster cat, and then Pip, who is a pig.
A pig. I've got Pip. He was my second villager that moved in. I don't have Owen. I don't know who that is.
Yeah.
And then Benny moved my first villager that was already there is Tola, and they're a little deer. Very cute. So yes. It is cool that we're getting different characters. I assumed that these intro characters were going to be the same.
Yeah.
You know?
I have Tola as well. She just moved in.
How many villagers do you have? Got.
That's it. So 5.
Oh, I'm just building my newest house. Or maybe... Did I not move anybody into that other house up there? I think I'm building a second empty house because I forgot to go back and put somebody in that house.
Well, so, somebody will show up tomorrow.
Yeah, it's... I just want to like it because I really like how it looks. I like the sound and I like a lot of the mechanics. So I kind of wanted to talk about the mechanics because this one is an exception to my fishing hate.
Oh my God, not mine.
Yeah.
It's an exception to my fishing liking.
I will say aiming the fishing rod is obviously difficult because your character really just pivots on like a up, down, left, right grid, right? It's
really annoying.
But I like it because then I don't feel bad about missing the fish. I'm like, it's close enough. The fish is going to get there eventually. I'm hanging out.
Well, and then in this one, your bobber doesn't move. Like, if you're fishing in the river, the drift of the river doesn't move your bob, so you can't, like,
you know. It just hangs out there. Yeah.
Yeah, it just stays right where it is. So,
yeah.
Not like in Animal Crossing where you can aim it, like, a bit ahead, and you're like,
it'll, like, drift over there.
Yeah, it'll drift to the fish. No.
Nope.
It's like, maybe the fish will come over here. I don't know. It's passing.
Flop it in there. Yeah. Well, if you put it anywhere kind of in front of it at all, like, in any sort of, like, forward direction, it's managed to get there for me. I haven't had any problems catching fish, really. And then, something I do like is when the fish bites, and I'm still trying to get used to this, is you don't engage immediately. You can time it to ensure that you're getting treasure. I think it's the only way to get treasure. But there's like a little, you know, golden spot on the activation. You wait for the timer to kind of like tick down, and you activate it there, and you get the treasure. Mm. And then I do really like how you do the fishing. So it uses the W, A, and D keys, and it'll change direction. And then when you hold it or press it, it increases the tension on the line. And so you want to balance like the tension with how close you're drawing the fish in. So I really, really like it. I like it. It's very easy, but it's just engaging enough. Like, I had a great time. I was getting a kick out of fishing, so.
It is probably my least favorite fishing mechanic I have ever dealt with.
Oh my gosh.
I do not like it at all.
I love it.
I tend to not like the fishing ones that have the whole tension bar situation. Like, the newer Harvest Moon is like that. I don't really like that, and... Yeah, it's just, and I'm not a really big, like, keyboard video game player, you know?
Yeah.
So, and I obviously know where the keys are. I work a tech job, and I deal with the keyboard every day. But my laptop keyboard is pretty small, and so if I'm sitting here at my desk, you know, my fingers can sometimes move off of their correct position. Yeah. And then you're fishing, so you're always stressed. And so then it's like, oh, God, I don't know how to W. Oh, no, now I want D. And it's like, oh, wait a minute, now it's tensioned and my line snapped. I'm like, well, that's
cool. I found that when you're fishing, the line doesn't actually decrease, or the closest of the fish doesn't decrease, or he doesn't get farther away if you stop pressing it. So, like, I just balance kind of, like, holding it and then, like, tapping it a little bit to kind of keep the tension down and stuff. Because at first I did think that you just had to tap it. So that's how I was fishing for, like, the first couple fish. And I was like, oh, this is kind of, takes kind of a long time. And then I wasn't paying attention. I was just holding it. And I was like, oh, okay. I see now.
Yeah, if you can get a fish on the bobber, it does not take long. But, yeah, since you're limited to your 45-degree angles.
Yeah.
Yeah, just hooking a fish takes it takes so many tries for me, I just give up on it. I'm like, I'm not fishing, whatever.
Oh my gosh. No, I don't mind it. I really liked it.
Man. You were crazy.
Yeah. So what did you think about the bug catching? I thought the bug catching was honestly just about as difficult to catch flying bugs as in Animal Crossing, in my opinion. But you don't have to, like, sneak up on them like you do in Animal Crossing. Like, they don't, like, disappear. You can just keep chasing the same bug. So I enjoyed the bug catching, especially because that is the main source of money for me for the first couple days. So
it's okay. I think Animal Crossing is insanely easier.
Really?
Yes.
I remember really struggling catching bugs. And I love that I don't have to sneak up on any. I hated that.
Yeah. So. I mean, you don't have to sneak up on all of them in Animal Crossing.
Yeah, I know. But I don't have to sneak up on any of them in this game.
Well, you've probably caught them all already, too.
I haven't, because there's still areas I haven't unlocked. So that's kind of my biggest complaint about this game. So my two big complaints are there's really no story. It's like driving, like, what you're doing, you know? Mm-hmm. It just is like, I hope you as a player want to keep finding actions to do, you know?
Yeah.
But then the pacing of this game is absurd. Absolutely crazy to me. Like, when there's nothing driving the story and I'm supposed to be, like, self-motivated, I guess.
Yeah.
A big go-getter or something to figure out what I'm supposed to be doing in this game. There's nothing that's, like, leading you to unlocking new things outside of quests that you don't get any indication that you need to go and do, really. So I do really like the merit system. So there's a merit system where you unlock things, but that's how you unlock core mechanics. So that's how you unlock mining and how you unlock better crafting stuff and how you unlock farming. And I'm assuming that's how you unlock farming because I don't know any other way to do it. Haven't heard anything else about it. There are locations that are mentioned that I don't know anything about because it hasn't been mentioned before, but you need those to unlock specific merits, you know? And so I'm like, okay, well, where's the small forest? I don't know where that is. So how do I get that? Like, there's no clues that are leading me to do other things, you know?
I think part of that's how you unlocked mining.
Yeah.
You unlocked mining because you built another house and they're like, hey, it's getting kind of crowded. Why don't you build stairs for up there? And said, okay. And then while you're just wandering around, you find a pickaxe and then boom, unlock mining.
Yeah, exactly. So there's nothing that is like guiding you through the game, you know? Again, I was looking at the store page. There's like a city. Not like, oh, this town has been made to kind of look like city. No, there's like a city location that you can go to.
Yeah.
Where is that? There's a small forest location that I can go to. Where is that? How do I do that? There was like some other location thing that was like referenced, like go to here to unlock the spare. I'm like, where is that place? Like, there's no indication. And it would be
I'm sure it's all behind where those rocks are. They have the crack in them.
Yeah. But this is where like the story is really lacking. So we can assume, because we've played these kinds of games before, I know that one of the merits, because I went and looked at the merits, there's one that unlocks bombs. So I can assume that I unlock the bomb and then I can use it on that thing. Mm-hmm. I should be able to interact with those rocks. And it has a little dialogue that says, oh, these rocks are too difficult for your pickaxe, or they're too big or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, you might need something stronger to break through these rocks. That tells me, first of all, the developers intended for this to be here. Like, this is something I should try to interact with at some point. There's no indication for that right now, you know? There's nothing telling me, like, oh, I should try to figure out how to craft a bomb so that I follow this merit tree. Like, otherwise there's no motivation for me. Because once you are going up to the mines, there's that in one direction, and then the other direction there's, like, a little fence mm-hmm. that's blocking off something that goes down. Again, is that just... I'm assuming it's not just, like, decorative on the map, because they don't have anything like that anywhere else. So I'm assuming this is somewhere I can go. Eventually this fence is going to go away. How does that happen? How do I initiate that? You know, like...
Yeah.
There's nothing that is telling me how to do those things, you know? Like, I don't know. And part of that is the heads-up display. So all of the display stuff on the screen is weird. Like, it doesn't... It's not persistent, which is fine, but it literally, it shows up, like, when you change locations. I think sometimes if you, like, stop walking for a minute, it shows up. Like, I haven't really figured out, like, what makes it show up. And that's the only thing that tells you when somebody has a task for you, you know? Like, yeah. Oh, Benny has a task for you. He wants to ask you a favor, whatever the, you know, the phrasing is. But, like, that's the only place where you see that. Right. Unless you go into your backpack and then look at the journal. So it's like, I don't know. They're just, it's not driving me through the game. It just is, like, expecting you to enjoy playing this game so much that you just figure it out, you know?
Yeah.
It's very strange.
I also find, like, the menu UI, like, mm-hmm. super, like, basic in a bad way. Like, they found yeah. some clip art for their icons and stuff and used that.
Really?
Yeah. I don't enjoy that. And then, yeah, with those boulders, after I got the pickaxe, I went and tried to smash them. And usually...
But it just clips through it.
Yeah. And yep. usually, when you try to do that on something you can't do that yet on, the game mm-hmm. will tell you that. But, yeah. Yep. So yep. I was swinging there for a little bit. I was like, can I do this right now? Can I not? I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. And so it's just... It's stuff like that that is really... lacking in this game, and it just makes me, like, it doesn't make me not want to play it, but it doesn't make me want to play it, you know? And when you have a game like this that's already doing things that other games are doing, you have to be doing something with that, you mm-hmm. know? So, yeah, it just, it is very flat. And it's kind of disappointing because I really like it, you know? Like, I like the mechanics. I like the design stuff. I think all of it's really cool. It feels like there's so many options, and it feels like they were thinking so broadly about what they could do in the game that they forgot to focus on what makes a game good. Like, why do people like playing games for a long time, you know?
Exactly, yeah. And it is $20, so mm-hmm. it is, like, a third of the price of Animal Crossing. But yeah. I would say it feels less than a third of the game so far.
Yeah.
Without, you know, getting into the farming and the festivals and all the things I haven't done yet.
I'm going to use a weird analogy here.
Okay.
Animal Crossing is like a medium-sized bowl of a stew. Okay. It's got a bunch of stuff in it. It's got flavor. It's got texture. It's got vegetables in it. It's got, you know, the liquid is thicker because there's more stuff in it. And then Hako Life is like a much bigger bowl, like a huge pot, but it just has water in it. And you're like, I mean, yeah, there's more stuff in there, I guess, but, like, it's not as good. Like, it's just empty stuff, you know? Like, there's just... There's no meat to it, you know? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. think it really might be the characters for me that's, like, the biggest disappointment.
They're reflective of the whole game, you know? Like, you can't name a personality trait. I can't figure out why I'm in this town. Can't tell you how to do things. Couldn't tell you how I figured out how to look at merits, and that's how I unlocked stuff. Like, I just happened to be clicking through the menu and found it. Like, yeah, you know, everything is just like, anyways, here is the component for the game. I hope you interact with it of your own volition. You know? That's it.
Yeah.
Man, this poor game. Probably are. Your least favorite game that we've talked about on the podcast so far, I feel like.
Yeah, probably so.
Yeah.
And I knew going into it, because the reviews are mixed on the Steam store page.
Yeah.
And I had a feeling I wouldn't be a huge fan of this game. It was, you know, kind of given my time at Portia vibes to me. Where it's like, yeah, there's a lot here, but I'm not really into it.
Why? Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, at least my time at Portia has a story, and the characters have personality.
Yeah. And so this is the very first note I wrote about this was, because I think this goes back to, like, a lack of depth, too. So you can customize your character model in this. And barely. There are different, exactly, first of all, barely. And then there's a merit for, like, changing your appearance, like, changing clothes a bunch. I've unlocked 2 pieces of clothes from doing quests for people. That's it. So I'm like, how are you supposed to do this? Like, are they supposed to show up in the shop and I just haven't gotten any? Like, am I not doing enough quests? Like, what is, like, how much of this am I supposed to be doing? And so, like, you can't even customize your character model that much. So I'm not even attached to the character model. And the character model is so close to being cute. It's so close. But it is not.
Yeah.
The very first note I wrote was, the player model's kind of uggo. Because I just was like, what is this? Like, it was just so strange. And I will say, this doesn't happen a lot. This is very much like a first world, this is very much like a first world white woman problem, okay? The more ethnic hairs, way cuter. All of the things with, like, braids and, like, cornrows and different twists, all of those, so cute. And I was like, these are all really adorable. I guess I could use it. It's a game. Like, whatever. But I just was like, it's one of those things where you're like, oh, representation is important, because I was like, all the hair that look like mine are ugly. You know? I've got this one on that's, like, kind of okay, except it looks like she has the thinnest hair on the planet. It's just like her scalp is just, like, out there for everybody. I'm like, why is her hair like this, you know? Like,
you mean representation matters?
Yeah, exactly. And so it just was, like, a weird experience. Was like, the hair, some of these hair, really cute. Some of them, not good. Couldn't change your outfit in the beginning. Like, you just are stuck with, like, here's my gray t-shirt, T-posing. Like, terrible, you know?
Maybe when you buy a dresser.
I've bought a wardrobe that I can use to store things, which is really nice. I was getting concerned that there wasn't even any sort of, like, storage system. I just bought a wardrobe at the store, hoping that that was going to be what that was for, and it was, you know?
I've not come across, like, one of those.
Yeah. I just happened to be there, had enough money, and was like, yeah, I'll buy it. Sure. But this is the other thing, too, is, like, the furniture takes up inventory slots. So if you're buying furniture, you're making crafting materials, all of that is taking up space in your inventory. You know? There's not a way that I can tell so far that I can craft chests. So I have a limited inventory. There's furniture that I can buy. Takes up space in my inventory. So, like, I bought a bunch of decorative things. So, like I said, I bought a little stand mixer. I bought a little tray with, like, little wine glasses on it. I bought, I don't know, something else. You know where all of that is? It's just sitting on the floor of my house.
Yeah.
Because I didn't have anything to put it in. And I didn't want it taking up space in my backpack. So, obviously, just went on the ground. You know? Like,
That's okay. Yeah. That's where all of Benny's stuff is, too.
Yeah. It's just, It's very interesting because there's so much potential, but I just need something to be like pulling me into the game, you know, and there's nothing there.
Are you getting rewards for every quest that you're doing for people?
No, because some of them are learn to do this thing quests, you know? So, yeah. Like, the design one is like, okay, learn how to build things in the design mode. Learn how to remove things from the design mode. Learn how to paint things in the design mode. So, like, I've had a bunch of those, or, like, learn how to place objects. Like, the ones where I'm learning how to do something, I don't get a reward for that. So, there have been two, the ones that I've gotten clothing rewards for, where I talked to somebody and they were like, oh, I have this item that I'm supposed to give to somebody else. Can you take it for me? And that was it. And then one of them, I was mad. There's no indication that the item in your inventory is supposed to go to somebody. So I was supposed to deliver this butterfly, and I just went and sold it on accident because I forgot that's what it was for. So I had to catch this other butterfly to go deliver it. So
I see.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not getting any rewards. But
yeah, I got some ugly black flats and then a yellow shirt. So the yellow shirt I changed into, big improvement on the gray. I will say a little nice little detail is on the loading screen. It's got your little creepy character on it. You know, it does match what they look like. So when you change your outfits, it matches what's on the main menu screen, which is cute. So.
Well, it would be cute.
Yeah, sure. It wasn't dead eyes and most of her scalp sticking out, you know?
Yeah.
Man. Oh, man. Well, you want to hit our numbers?
Let's do it.
I feel like mine are going to be surprisingly high, but I feel like it makes sense kind of with what I've been saying about it. So,
okay.
I know yours are going to be real low. All right. What are we starting with?
Story.
Oh, story, zero. I'd give this one like a negative one if we were doing that, but.
Yeah. I'll give it a one at least, I guess. Uh-huh. Just because, I don't know, I feel like we've never judged any of our Rebuild the Town games that harshly. That's all you're doing. These are some lazy people, man.
So this is why I'm giving it a zero. Because what is the story? What is the story? There's none. There's none. It's not even bad. That's the thing. If the story was bad, I could give it something. There's something there that I can judge. But there's no story here. It's just, like, and it wasn't even clever enough, like, in Witchy Life Story. Or not Witchy Life Story. It's the one where we played the demo. Where you're on the train. And you go to the town.
You know? Little Witch in the Woods.
Yeah, Little Witch in the Woods. Even in that one, there's this, like, meta commentary about that situation, you know? And in this game, it's like it almost acknowledges it. And if they had acknowledged it, then I'd be like, okay, good joke. We're in this joke together. But they didn't. They just kind of, like, glossed over everything with kind of, like, an eyebrow wiggle was, like, the vibe. And I'm like, so you're not going to set up the story. And you're not even going to make a joke about that. So why am I playing this game? Like, why am I here again? You know?
Yeah, I don't. And again, the fact that I don't find it realistic is, you know, kind of stupid because it's a video game. But I just don't see falling asleep on a train and then you show up at this podunk town that has no allure to it whatsoever. And you're like, yeah, I'll stay. And oh yeah, I'll just do your job and fix everything up, Oma. That's fine. For no reward. Y'all aren't paying me. I have to sell bugs to make money. Like,
and here's the thing, too. Again, we've mentioned there's no like instructions, there's no like solid quest line in this. So even if the game just cold open, here's your list of quests, go do these things, I can work with that. I know what you want from me. But this one doesn't do either. There's no good story setup, there's no joke, there's no quest, you know? Like, if you, like, we knew going into this game, okay, we're signing up for a cozy little town buildery kind of game. Mm-hmm. Then just give me the quest. If you're not going to write the story, just...
Don't bother with it.
Tell me to play the game, but you're not even doing that. Yeah.
Yeah. I had to ask the innkeeper multiple mm-hmm. times, what should I be doing? Because yeah. I was like, surely I'm missing something.
No.
Because you can only talk to the residents once a day. And I was like, nobody has anything for me to do. Like, there's literally nothing for me to do here. Especially at the very beginning when you haven't even met the bug catcher yet.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, yep. I guess I'll go sell this one shell I found on the beach and call it a day. It's 9 a.m., but guess I'll sleep till tomorrow.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. It's frustrating me, for sure. Yeah. Okay, now I can do graphics.
Okay, graphics, I'm going to give it like a 4 out of 5, because I think everything is really cute except for your player character.
I think I'll give it a 3. I don't know. Maybe a 2.
Why?
There's just a lot of things that don't feel polished to me.
Okay.
And there's a lot of mixing of art styles, I feel like. And okay. I just feel like it's that way. I'm really bashing on these people. Because they didn't have, like, the creativity or, like, talent to really, like, say, okay, here's the style. Here's how we're doing everything. Yeah. Like, the bugs and the fish, they don't match what else is going on in the game at all.
Yeah.
Like, in the collection thing, it's like a real-life image cut out of paint.
Yeah.
Slapped on there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. And then I can tell by the, like, community post on Steam mm-hmm. with the building or the design stuff. I feel like that's going to be really difficult for me. It looks like one of those very intense, like, Planet Zoo type situations.
Yes.
Where you can make cool stuff, but it's like, I'm not going to be able to make cool stuff, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can talk about that when we get into controls.
Yeah. So some of the things people built look a little cursed. Like, oh, boy. Can't wait.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah. So I'll give it 2.5. How about that? I'll split it down.
Okay.
And yeah, the character, she ain't it.
It just sucks so bad because she's just so uggo. I feel so bad when I look at her. I'm like, you look like Smeagol before he became too creepy. You know, like, that's the vibe I'm getting. You know, she's got kind of just like a potato head and a just weird ramen noodle kind of hair.
Arms.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
And the villagers, too. I think there's a reason in Animal Crossing you're this tiny little stubby round character, because that just makes everything cute.
Mm-hmm.
A, like, 6 foot tall, skinny pig dude? He's creepy looking, man.
Okay, so speaking of ones that are creepy, I'm glad you also have Benny. I'm glad that we share that, because he was the first villager that I met that was like this. All of the characters have, like, what I'm going to call, like, people eyes or, like, real eyes, where there's, like, the white of the eyes, there's an iris, and a pupil. Mm-hmm. Except for Benny, who has, like, stuffed animal eyes. And I was like, why doesn't he have regular eyes? Like, rabbits have regular eyes. Like, why does he have creepy stuffed animal eyes? Like, what is going on here? So, that really creeps me out. He's my least favorite villager because of that. Because I'm like, okay, everybody else here is normal. This guy is not real. What is this?
You know? He's, like, probably one of my least favorite characters. Just because he's got, like, some serious burnout depression going on.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't need this in my game, like, man.
This is a little too relevant to real life. I don't like this.
Yeah. This ain't the escapism I asked for, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Owen's, like, my favorite character, I guess.
What kind of animal is he?
He's a cat.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
But he just says, yeah, like, hi.
The next villager I'm going to have is an elephant that's a different color. So,
yeah. Yeah. Not great.
Yeah.
Okay, let's do controls.
I'm going to give controls... I kind of want to give it a, I don't know, maybe like a 3 or a 4. I'm kind of on the fence. Maybe a 4. Are we counting?
Fishing?
I don't think it's a controls. No, I'm counting fishing. Yeah, because I do think it is kind of irritating, like, how limited your character's angling is. Yeah, I'm going to give it a 3. Because one of the other things that I wrote down that was really annoying is when you have an item in your hand, you can't interact with a villager.
Yes.
And I'm like, why wouldn't I be able to do that?
Like, because it's the same key.
I know, but obviously I'm trying to interact with them. So let me interact with them, you know? Mm. Especially because you can interact with other things. You can interact with doors. You can interact with signs, I think.
Yeah.
You know, so why can't I interact with a villager?
Or pull a weed up.
Yeah.
You know?
And then something I learned today, 5 and a half hours in, you know, the switching items. There's not, like, a set hotbar. There's not, like, a wheel like we get in Disney Dreamlight Valley or in Animal Crossing. Animal Crossing has, like, a wheel system, right?
Yes. It's very cute. It makes a sound. It's very pleasant.
Yeah. Yeah, and this one, I discovered 5 and a half hours in that if I press R, it will pull up all items that you can use, all interactable items.
And thank God you told me that.
Yeah. I texted you because I was like, there's no way she knows this because this is bonkers.
When I unlocked sprinting by completing that merit, I had to go into the settings and look at the controls and be like, well, how do I do that? I had tried so many buttons.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, I think this shows how little I play, like, keyboard games. It's just left shift. But I was like, that's ridiculous. I had to go in here and figure that out myself.
Yeah, I think that's a valid assessment of both the game and also you, of like, that is a normal, that's the normal button that you would use for that. But again, if you don't
sometimes
know that.
Sometimes it's space bar.
That's true. Exactly. So, like, I don't know. And again, didn't know how to pull stuff up on the little hot bar, which is R.
Mm-hmm.
Wild. And this is another controls complaint, but it's not that big of a deal. You can use E. And I think spacebar, I don't know, probably any keys, to click through conversations. But to select your, like, response, which, again, you only have one response to. There's not even, like, a yes, no, just as here's your response. You have to click on it. So I can't just hit E, you know, like, yep, go, go, go. Like, no, you have to engage with it. I'm like...
Well, and then the, like, help text that does sometimes come up, like, mm-hmm. when you go to something new, it, I think you can do the same thing where you're pressing any key, like, makes it go away.
Yeah. And,
but if I just open something, because I'm going to, like, go design the bridge I need to make, and it pops up, and then I clicked, and like, well, what did that say? I missed it.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
too bad.
Oh, my goodness.
You'll never know now.
Yep. I'm like, well, I'm sure that wasn't important, I guess.
Yeah.
I guess I'll figure it out like I figured everything else out.
Exactly.
Slowly and painfully. And on my own.
Yeah. It's a bummer.
Yeah.
What's next on our ratings? Oh, wait, did you give one for controls? What did you say? I said 4.
I didn't.
I'm going to leave it at a 4.
I'm going to say 2.
Okay. And the reason I rated it that highly is because... The complaints that I have are, like, intentional choices, you know? Like I don't agree with what they're doing, but it's not like it's just bad, you know? I'm not having difficulty, with the exception of the fishing thing, but that one I'm kind of, like, whatever about. I'm not having trouble targeting things. I'm not having problems where, like, I try to interact with something and it doesn't work, or, like, I get too close to it, I get too far away, you know? Like... I'm not having any difficulty with things control-wise. I just think that there are some controls that I don't like, you know?
That's true. The grid, yeah. Having, like, a grid when you are, like, using your tools, mm-hmm. I think that's nice.
Yeah.
And the...
And again, I haven't had any problems with aligning things on the grid outside of the restriction of, you know, our character being stuck on a 90-degree angle grid, basically.
Yeah. So. And I think the, like, furniture placement is pretty easy. Mm-hmm. I'm glad it shows on the screen that left shift is how you rotate, because I forget every time.
Yes. Forgot immediately that while we're talking about controls, I want to talk about the design tool stuff.
Yeah.
I think it is very, very cool. You are absolutely right talking about how it's like Roller Coaster Tycoon and not, God, every single time, Planet Coaster and Planet Zoo, where it allows you to be very, very, very detailed with stuff. You can change the size of things. You can change the orientation of them. So it gives you a full, you know, every angle. You can change, like when you change the size, you can change the width, the depth, the height, like all of it. So it'll give you the basic building blocks and you change their shape and size, or their size really, to be what you want, you know? So like one of the design ones where it's teaching me how to do that kind of stuff was putting shelves, like making the shelves to put into a bookshelf. Okay. So it just gives you like a standard kind of one square flat kind of block. And so I had to make that, I guess, I don't know, it probably would have passed me on it if I just, like, attached it on there or whatever. But, like, you know, I had to make them longer and narrow enough to, like, look correct in that space. Mm-hmm. So I think that the tool is very, very easy to use, but it is also very tedious. So it's not quick. It's not... you know, like, oh yeah, I just whipped out this whole build and like whatever. If you love building stuff like this, it's awesome. I didn't have any problems with it. It was super simple to use, like really enjoyed it. Switching between, this was my favorite thing about it, was switching between what kind of modification you were doing to it was really, really good. It uses, what was it? Like, I think it was like the WASD keys. And so, you know, one of those, and you could click on them too, but like you hit W and that makes it so that you can move it on any sort of directional plane. You hit S and that changes. Now you can rotate it. You hit A and that changes where you, now you're on the one where you change what size it is. So I really, really liked that. I thought it made it very easy to accomplish what you want. I didn't feel like I was struggling, like, oh gosh, I turned this the wrong way or I made it the wrong size. Like, didn't run into any issues with that. But again, it is very, very detailed. So you really have to, like, be motivated to do that, you know? Yeah. So.
Yeah, I mean, there's some cute stuff on the community page that people have made.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. That's good.
People more motivated than us.
Yeah. Well, I wanted to try to get there before we did this episode, but who knows when you get there? I don't. Yeah. Well.
Exactly. And that again is my biggest complaint about this game so far. I played for 6 hours. I haven't seen some of all of the things that are in the pictures on the store page. Mm-hmm. I've seen less of the things in those pictures and I've played for 6 hours.
Yeah.
I think there were like 2 or 3 images on there, and there's a lot of images on the store page, like for the actual game. I think there were 3 that I was like, oh, I know what this is. I recognize this after playing 6 hours of this game.
Yeah.
And granted, like, that's not a lot of time, but like, that doesn't happen in Stardew Valley or Animal Crossing or anything like that. And when it does, it's because there is some sort of story, and you're aware that there's a story that you can actually unlock that stuff with doing, you know?
Yeah, it's like a weird balance, because in things like Disney or an Animal Crossing, sometimes you do have to wait, you know, because like you said, it's part of the story, or you have to wait a couple days or a full actual human day mm-hmm. for this building to get built. But in this game, where I can go build a house and then, you know, have it ready, like, in 10 minutes.
Immediately, yeah.
Then to not be able to do these core features event sometime, maybe next month, I don't know. Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah, like, there's no... So, like, to use Stardew Valley as an example, when you start that game, first of all, it gives you a quest, like, this is what you're doing, and then within the days that you're completing the quest, the game is telling you to do other things. So, like, in spring of Stardew Valley, you know that there's this egg festival that they tell you about. Like, oh, these are some things that happened at the egg festival. You know, and they keep sending you things to do, like, you know, harvest the parsnips, build one of these things, get one of these animals, you know? And, like, the game is delivering those to you so that you, otherwise, like, exactly like what you're doing. Okay, I set this house up to build. I don't have anything else to do. I'm just going to sleep today. Because what else are you going to do?
Yeah. Like,
you know?
In Stardew, you have your immediate grind because that mm-hmm. farm's a disaster.
Yeah,
so even exactly. if you don't want to do the quest, you can just spend mm-hmm. your whole day cleaning it up, getting instant satisfaction.
Yeah.
And there's just and none of that here.
Part of the downside of how this game is set up is harvesting wood, in my opinion, right now, is the biggest resource grind. But when you chop down a tree, like, it doesn't regrow. Trees don't just regrow of their own volition. You also have to plant trees. And I think they grow fast enough, that's fine. And sometimes the trees will drop seeds, but otherwise you have to buy the seeds, which I think is cool. But if you don't have enough money, then guess what? You can't grow more trees. So part of it is because I like having some full-grown trees, you know? I don't just want to, like, clear-cut and then have just, like, a gross, ugly tree farm, you know? I want to keep it kind of cute and, you know, chop down and replace trees, but the fact that there is a limit based on your success in the game of how many trees you can chop down is interesting to me, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's next on our numbers, since we got a little off topic on controls there? Is that everything? There's gotta be more.
No, there's replayability.
Oh.
This is when the truth comes out.
Yeah, this one's going to be a weird one. I think for us, it's probably, you know, pretty low. But I think if I had to kind of try to be objective about it, I think I'd rate it pretty high. I think I'd give it, like, a 4. Just because there's so much to do. And again, we haven't even unlocked all the freaking mechanics of this game. Because God knows why. Maybe once we unlock them, we'll come back and play it and feel differently. But yeah, replayability, I'm going to rate pretty highly just because there's so much content, and a lot of it is designing stuff, so I can see that being really fun to just, like, keep building and designing and stuff. And it also doesn't look like there's a limit to how many people you can move into your town, which I thought was wacky. So you can just have, like, 30 people living there. Pretty weird little
that you can talk to animal once people. A day.
Yeah. Yeah.
Have you
waved at them? Have you unlocked the waving?
I don't know how to wave. I don't.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I learned how to wave by just clicking all the buttons on my keyboard. It's C.
Oh.
And this is kind of cool. I do kind of like this. So you just, like, walk up to any villager and talk to them, but you can't wave at them. Like, you'll wave, but it doesn't count as waving, like, to them unless you're in front of them. You don't have to be, like, directly in front of them, but it is kind of like real life where, like, if you're behind me and you wave at me, I don't know you're waving at me.
Yeah.
I didn't see that, you know? So you have to be, like, in their periphery, you know, in the forward zone of the person you're waving at. So I thought that was, like, kind of a nice little thing. But again, it just gets overshadowed by all this other stuff in this game. So, yeah. And you can wave to the same characters multiple times in a day. So I found that if you just kind of, like, wave at them and you walk away, wave at somebody else, you can come right back and wave at them again. And that way you just, like, get those knocked out and be done with it. So,
well, in Animal Crossing, I can do yoga with my villagers.
Yeah.
And wave. And cry.
And wave.
Yeah.
Playability?
I'd give it a 3. I don't think there's a lot of content. I don't think there's a lot to do. Yeah. I think once you get to where you can design things, I can see you spending a good chunk of time customizing the whole map. But other than that, I don't know. It just doesn't feel like there's anything else for you to do in the game.
Exactly.
There's not a lot of bugs. There's not a lot of fish.
Yeah. Well, and that's why I bring up things like the pacing of this game is so weird and slow and confusing because maybe there are a lot of things to do in this game. Again, whole weird cityscape place that I know nothing about. That sounds really cool and interesting. What is that place? Why don't I know about it? How do I get there?
Yeah.
You know, like, with 6 hours in this game, like, I should know what is going on, you know? Like, it's just very weird.
Yeah.
So, I'll probably play it a little bit more because I do want to explore the mines a little bit more. So, I've unlocked, gotten through, like, a little bit of the mine. And I did kind of like it. It's very basic. There's no enemies, from what I can tell, which is cool. But you do have to place lanterns because it's dark in there. So you have to craft lanterns to place. Otherwise, you can't progress through the mines. So,
yeah.
I don't know. It's just, but again, why am I going into the mines? You know, like there's resources there. But right now, I guess there's like stuff that I can craft eventually that I'll need these resources for, but I don't need them right now. There's nothing for me to go over there for.
I just got a quest to build something that needs iron.
So yes, a chair, to go do that. I think.
Yeah.
But yeah, again, like, yeah, I don't know. I want to like it. I do. But
I want to like it too. I'm going to play it more as well. Just because I really want to get to, like, the farming and the cooking and, you know.
I didn't even know there was cooking in this game until you said something about it, so.
Well, I'm just looking at the achievement list right now, and it says complete your first multi-ingredient recipe request. So, yeah, there must be cooking.
Would be really cool if we knew that, you know? Like, I think this game really suffers from, like, an identity crisis, you know?
I agree. Yes.
Because, like, what does this game have that isn't just the same thing as another game? And I would even say that even goes so far as to describe the art style, because I don't know if you've noticed this, but the music also is eerily similar, and not, like, stylistically. When you go into houses, the music, when you go into houses, sounds nearly identical to the main Animal Crossing song. And, like, the first time I heard it, I was like, there's no way they're just using this. And there's, like, it's not even the notes are different. It's just they've taken some notes out. So it just is, like, it's very strange. Like, when I listened to it, I was like, there's no way. Like, this is, come on, guys, you know? Yeah. And then when the art style is very similar to Animal Crossing's New Horizon, yeah. And the character design, again, like, if you're not branching out with the game design, with the art design, like, you gotta do something with the story. So.
Yeah. I clearly don't mind if it's, you know, basically the same game and a new skin. I'm here for the new skin, you know?
Yeah.
And you're not even delivering me a pretty skin to look at.
Exactly. The new skin has to be better. Yeah. It's got to be different.
Or different. In a good way.
Exactly.
Not like some torted, different reality of the same game. Like,
yeah. It feels... You know, when you go to, like, a Halloween costume store, and it's, like, I don't know, strong woman with samurai sword out for revenge, and you're like, oh, Kill Bill. Just Kill Bill. Yeah. You know, like, that's what this feels like to me, you know?
Right. Exactly. I think if they maybe would have spent a little bit more time storyboarding, you know.
Yeah. Anytime storyboarding.
Yeah. I also don't know anything about, like, the developers of this game. I didn't look up.
It looks like a pretty small team, because I accidentally clicked on the credits earlier when I was doing something.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it's a pretty small team, so.
They gave it a college try.
We did. I'll probably play it a little bit more just to see, because, again, kind of like my fear is that we're 15 minutes away from getting hooked on something, you know?
I know.
Yeah. But I doubt that's going to happen.
Well, if this game has been on your wish list for a while, hopefully our review helped you. Maybe you saved $20. Maybe you want to spend $20 and tell us we're wrong. I don't care either way. Don't spend
$20, y'all.
Yeah, we fortunately got it during the Steam Summer Sale, so it was on sale. Mm-hmm. Maybe save it for a sale. I think I say that about every review
every game.
We do. Yeah. I'm just a savvy spender.
Blown away by, like, a lot of games. Like, I don't know. I think we've got a handful of games. What? Come here. Do you want to help me, Kasha?
Yes. He says hello.
I think there are a lot of games that we wouldn't say that about.
That's true. Wow. Well.
You know?
Yeah. Well, that's that.
Yeah. Thanks for listening, y'all. Thanks for listening to this rant about this game.
Sims 4 Horse Ranch comes out this week, y'all.
Hell yeah, it does.
Brighten my day.
Thank you so much. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you on our next episode. Bye. Bye-bye.